This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Things back to normal today. The school run in traffic this morning and training sort of back to normal as well, with everyone back after the very long weekend here in South Africa. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Time to chat some nutrition today with a guest who's returning. She is a phenomenal athlete. She's been around the sport for a while and has got a lot to teach youngins like me who haven't been around the sport for that long, and hopefully you can get a lot out of it as well. Chatting today to Lisbeth Kenyon, who is a machine, multiple Ironman age group world champion, and those details are coming up next. It's time to check in with the Coach's Corner, and the coach we are featuring today is Marnie Soumbal. For the last 11 years, Marnie and Carl Soumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As longtime competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletics accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, their athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri-Marnie Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri-Marnie believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help you, the triathletes, develop and excel on race day. Between them, they've both successfully completed 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed at the Ironman World Championships on the Big Island a total of 6 times. Marnie's a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is an experienced retool bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them, they've got many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers, and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. If you'd like to find out more about Tri-Marnie Coaching, the website to get to is trimarniecoach.com, the link as well. And more info is on theconeedge.com/coaching. If you're a coach and you'd like to get featured on the Kona Edge, all you have to do is head over to theconeedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and all the details are there. A great pleasure to welcome back onto the podcast Lisbeth Kenyon. Lisbeth, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here again.
Well, Lisbeth, your first exposure to the Big Island was a rude awakening by any stretch of the imagination. You ended up in the medical sort of tent with hyponatremia. Tell me a little bit about that first day out on the Big Island.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing. And so I got myself into some serious trouble. I wish I had a picture of this race, but I don't. But I was classic finishing up with my body at a 90-degree angle. And they basically caught me at the finish. So I finished, but they caught me and carried me off to the med tent and took a blood test and realized there was zero magnesium. And so they injected me with, I was in there for 2 hours, but when I was released, I thought it'd only been 15 minutes. So learn the hard way, that's what I do. But of course, 11 years later, my next Kona, we knew more and I knew more. So nutrition has always been very difficult for me.
Well, what are some of the lessons you learned out of that first one?
Well, the lesson was that you don't get into a race not know. I mean, you have to know what is happening, especially in Kona, that the elements are just so harsh. And I just winged it. I never even thought of it going into that one.
Talk to me about your nutrition strategy now. How do you approach a race?
Yeah, so I have a plan, and I study the plan. I have the plan sort of automatically in me, because when you are in the race, you start to forget things. So you need to have, I have an very easy plan. It's nothing to think much about. So I lay it out beforehand, and it's, I practiced it in my head mentally so much that it's sort of automatic once you're in the race. It can't be complicated, because if it starts to go wrong, your mind will not be able to concentrate. And so it needs to be easy. It's just super easy.
Elizabeth, do you change things up still, or have you found a formula that works for you and that's what you stick to now?
Yeah, I do tend to change things as I, you know, and every time, like when I train, if I train less than 2 hours, I just drink water. I don't do much. But if it's more than 2 hours, I try to actually fuel as if I'm in a race. And so I figure things out all the time. And I try to, like, by the time my Ironman comes up, I think that I might have found the perfect formula. And each and every time I do an Ironman, I do things just a little bit differently. And then you do the race and you learn something again. So no, I have not found one single formula that works every time. I always change.
And I think that's an important point to make, that as much as we want to try and find that silver bullet that's going to work for us, it's always something that's changing and evolving. Our bodies are changing and evolving. Conditions change and evolve. And you've got to be able to not adapt massively, but you've got to be able to be fluid enough to go with the flow, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely you do. And nutrition changes on the course too, depending on who's sponsoring the race. So you have to be flexible.
Absolutely. Well, Elizabeth, best of luck for the upcoming season and Kona 2017 and possibly that qualification for Chattanooga. We look forward to yes. following your progress and I hope everything goes according to plan. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of the Kona Edge. I mentioned yesterday that I just love hearing from people all around the world and got iTunes review from India. I love it. Absolutely love it. From Rediff user in India said, what I really like about the Kona Edge is it's concise and to the point info for any triathlete. I get info of all departments of triathlon, including nutrition and recovery. If you have aspirations of getting to Kona, then this is a must listen podcast. Rediff user giving us 5 stars. Thank you very much, sir. And I presume it's a sir or madam. Thank you for taking the time to leave that review for us. Don't forget as well, if you'd like to support the Kona Edge, we obviously trying to keep this thing alive as best we can. And the website to get to, if you'd like to find out more about becoming a patron of the Kona Edge, is thekonaedge.com/support. That's where you can get to. Until tomorrow, got another great story to share with you. From myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a superb day. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.